नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं उदीरये कृष्णे स्वादामुपागते दानमज्ञानादिवेशः कलो नष्टादृशामेषा पूरनाको दुनोदितः पथिसूतान् द्वय भ्रातृबान्धवान् अतिविलङ्घ्याचेन च अच्युतागता गतिवदास्थावद्गीतां मोहिता कीतावयोषिता कश्चाजनिषि पतिसूतां वाया भ्रातृबान्धवान् सुतान् वाय भ्रातृबन्धवान् अथि विलङ्घ्याथे अञ्जाच्युतागता गतिविदास्तावोद्गीता मोहिता गीतावद्योषिता कश्चाजनिषि पतिसूतं वाय भ्रातृबन्धवान् अतिविलङ्घ्याचे अञ्चाच्युतागता गतिविदास्थावोद्गीता मोहिता कीतावयोषिता कश्चाजनिषि
and other relatives.
Ati vilangya,
completely neglecting.
Te,
your.
Anti,
unto the presence.
Achuta,
O infallible one.
Agata,
having come.
Gati,
of our movement.
Bida,
who understand the purpose.
Tava,
your.
Udgita,
by the loud song of the flute.
Mohita,
bewildered.
Kitava,
O cheetah,
Yoshita. Women. Ka. Who? Chajit. Would abandon. Nishi. In the night. Dear Achyuta, you know very well why we have come here. Who but a cheetah like you would abandon young women who come to see him in the middle of the night, enchanted by the loud song of his flute. Just to see you, we have completely rejected our husbands, children, ancestors, brothers, and other relatives. Our minds are repeatedly bewildered as we think of the intimate conversations we had with you in secret. Feel the rise of lust in our hearts as we think of intimate conversations we had with you in secret. Feel the rise of lust in our hearts and remember your smiling face, your loving glances, your broad chest, the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Thus we experience the most severe hankering for you. O beloved, your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braja's forests. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease of your devotees' hearts. Purport. According to the Acharyas, the gopis repeatedly entreat Lord Krishna to place his lotus feet on their breasts. The gopis are not victims of material lust, but rather they are absorbed in pure love of Godhead and thus want to serve Lord Krishna's lotus feet by offering their beautiful breasts to him. Materialistic persons who are victims of mundane sex desire will not be able to understand how these conjugal dealings take place on a pure spiritual platform. That is the materialist's great misfortune. Mukam karotivachalam pangum langayate girim jat kripa tamaham vande sri gurum dinatarinam. Materialistic persons who are victims of mundane sex desire will not be able to understand how these conjugal dealings take place on a pure spiritual platform. As Narottam Das Thakur sings, Bishoya chariya kobe shuddha hove mon, kobe hove bujai bo, Shei Vrindavan, Kobe Habe Bujaibo Jugala Piriti. He says that Bishoya Charya Kobe, when I give up eating, sleeping, mating, and defending an interest in, this is called Vishaya, it's called sense enjoyment. Bishoya Charya. Charya means abandon, drop. Lose any interest in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Kobe hobe bujabo. Then I will understand this stuff. And the purport is saying the same thing. Will not be able to understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, Pivata Bhagavatam Rasam, they're exemplary. They're showing, you see that the second verse of Bhagavatam explains, Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam, drink. Pibata means drinking, Bhagavatam Ras, the mellows of Bhagavatam. So it's all here in all of these words, in all of these verses, every verse of Bhagavatam. Just like, for example, when Śrīla Viṣṇu Chakravarti Thakura comments on Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he's experiencing the Madhurja Ras in every verse of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and he's commenting, and it's permeating his. There's another example when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, Aniruddha Prabhu was mentioning, I think Aniruddha Prabhu a couple of days ago, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the house of Venkat Bhatta in South India, and outside the temple of Ranganath, there was one Brahmin who was, under the order of his spiritual master, reciting the Bhagavad Gita, all 18 chapters every day. So it was a great source of amusement for all of the pandits in the temple. Because this Brahmin, he couldn't read Sanskrit. Because that's in those days, that's what a Brahmin meant. He knew Sanskrit. That's what literacy meant. Literacy meant Sanskrit. And discussions and schooling, education, all of these things were all in Sanskrit. And other languages were colloquial, just spoken languages, not literal languages. Therefore, it was revolutionary when Thakur Narottam wrote songs in Bengali, Prabhupada says, in simple Bengali language. Of course, for us now, it's beautiful poetry, but actually it was considered simple Bengali language because usually it was written in Sanskrit. So he was illiterate, which means he couldn't read Sanskrit. So he was there reading, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What are you reading?" And he said, "I don't know what I'm reading, but my Guru Maharaj told me I have to recite 18 chapters of Gita every day." And then Mahaprabhu said, "So why are you crying?" And he said "Well, I'm simply trying to follow the order of my spiritual master, and even though I don't understand the slok of Gita, but whenever I chant the verses, or try to chant the verses, the sound of the verses, then," he says, "I remember. Shenayo ubayo madhye ratam shtapaya me chuta." Arjuna ordering Krishna. Shenayo ubayo madhye ratam shtapaya me chuta. "Hey Achuta, you take this chariot in between the two armies so that I can see who is assembled here." So this is the ras that, even though Achuta, he is the supreme Ishvara, Maha Ishvara, Maheshwara, he's the greatest controller and most powerful being, he places himself in an inferior position to his devotee. Because the chariot driver, the chariot driver is not a noble position. Just like in India now, those who have cars, no one drives the car. You don't drive the car. You have a driver. You have a driver. And you see everywhere in the cities, you know, in Kolkata, and there's all the cars, and you see the drivers, they're all hanging out all day with the car, you know. The driver hangs out with the car, and then all day hangs out, and he's just there whenever you want to come and go somewhere. And they all you sit in the back and you can, you know, have discuss things and this and that, and the driver, he drives. So same idea, that the driver is not a... But here, of course, in the West, everything's different. It's the world of do-it-yourself here. Everyone drives, everyone does their own home repairs, right? So the driver is not, you know, it's not an exalted post. And Krishna accepted that position, even though he was single-handedly able to conquer all of the Kauravas and the most expert Kshatriya on the field. He didn't take up weapons. So, why? Because he's not attached to his exercising control. He enjoys more the rasa. The rasa means the flavor, the taste of relationships with devotees. So he enjoys to be the friend of Arjuna. He enjoys that. Prabhupada gives an example about one Prime Minister of England named Gladstone. Must have been Gladstone before Churchill, I think, Gladstone. So Prabhupada said that, you know, he was busy and there was big men come to see him and they were waiting in the reception, the secretary, he won't be long. And one big man was waiting there many hours to see Gladstone, the Prime Minister. And, you know, eventually he couldn't wait. He went and he opened the door of the Prime Minister's office and there he saw Prime Minister Gladstone on his feet, on his hands and knees. Have you heard this story before? You've heard it. On his hands and knees. And his little grandson was on his back with a stick saying, "Giddy up, giddy up." And he was, you know, carrying him around the office. So what does that show? That shows that even though he was a big man, Prime Minister, and had so much control and responsibility, he actually enjoyed more the rasa, the relationship that he was, of the reciprocation, the feelings between him and his grandson. He enjoyed that more, otherwise he wouldn't put off all the important business. So Prabhupada uses this to show how all of this Ishvara stuff and official stuff of Krishna, it goes on, but actually there's a misunderstanding that Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu and that actually the real thing is the awe and reverence and the Vishnu Jnana. This is the Supreme Lord. And this Krishna stuff is something secondary, but it's not like that. Krishna is the highest, we could say, position. And this reciprocation, these relationships he enjoys, intimate devotees, it gives him more pleasure. So this is rasa. This is rasa. We can say it is the more intense rasa. So playing with the cowherd boys and wrestling with them, and then there's a variety of rasa. It's not all the same. And the Vaishnavas, we're interested in all the rasas, and we relish all the rasas. So just like, because they're all explained in Bhagavatam, and Yashvin Prati Shlokam, every verse of Bhagavatam is relishable by the Vaishnavas. So we relish hearing about Krishna and the cowherd boys. We relish hearing about Krishna as the Jashoda Nandan, as the darling of Mother Yashoda, who's dependent on her breast milk and dressing him and feeding him. Go and tell Krishna now it's time to come for lunch. And then, of course, there is Jugal Kishore. There's the young, blooming youth who, in these verses, is explaining that he's attracting the young maidens of Braja out of their homes, and they give up their fathers, their elder brothers, and their husbands. Of course, this is extremely, we think, big deal, but in Vedic culture, this is abominable. This is abominable. In Vedic culture, yeah, if a girl disrespects the order, or, you know, goes against the order of her elder brother or her father, then nobody will marry her. She's socially destroyed. Even now, that if a woman gives up the responsibilities for the husband and children, she'll not be given shelter anywhere. She'll not be able to return to her parents' home. She'll not be able to go to her girlfriend's place. She'll not be able to go anywhere. She's completely rejected. Excommunicated from society. This is called system. So this is extremely, socially speaking, abominable. And then they're going and playing with Krishna and dancing with him in the night. So this is an intense rasa. This is an intensified rasa. There is the swakiya rasa where Krishna has his wives in Dwarka, 16,108. That's swakiya, means his own property. His own wedded wives, swa, his own. But this is the parakya, which means others' wives, others' daughters. And this is actually even considered more intense. So, this feeling, you know, this mood of the gopis, this is what can be relished intensely. This is called bhava, mahabhava, intensified, great emotion, a love for Krishna. It's a special. I mean, is it comparable anywhere in the universe? Such a complete, deep science of God. Is there anywhere else where it compares with what Bhagavatam is giving? So we have to be aware of this, that actually we have to, because people, you know, it's so, there's nothing compares. Nothing comes near to this in terms of the science of God and the nature of love of God in any school of religion available on the planet. Nothing compares to this. Details. And details and level of depth of analysis of love of God. So we have to propagate this in the intellectual circles. Actually, I was in Bangladesh a couple of years ago on Gurpanima, and there was one professor of religion from Canada that was visiting Dhaka, and he was invited by University of Dhaka as a guest lecturer, a professor of theology. So we invited him to the temple for Gurpanima. because foreigners in Bangladesh are rare. You see, they're rare. It's not like India. Foreigners there are rare. And what do you speak of persons of those qualifications? And somehow we found out he was there, and we invited him to the temple. So he happened to be a bhakta from Canada, you know, and he'd been to Mayapur, and he knew the devotees and everything. Another amazing thing about this guy was that he could speak pretty good Bengali. I was amazed. So he gets up and gives lecture at Gurpanima, and he's speaking and he's giving his lecture. You know, big professor of theology from Canada. And I remember his name was Joseph O'Connell, and I remember they wrote his name in Bangla, like in Bengali writing, Joseph, Joseph, Joseph. So he was describing, and he was speaking, and he was saying that he was imploring the devotees, just read Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. I couldn't believe what he was saying, you know, this big professor, and talking in Bengali language. And he was saying that I first came in contact with Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat 40 years ago when I came to Calcutta, and I was studying with one Gaudiya Mad Brahmachari, learning Bengali in order to read Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, you know, he was explaining that in all of his studies of theology all over the years, a professor of 40 years experience, and he was saying he's never come in contact with any scripture as exalted, as sublime as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Which explains, and he's talking about Nitai, Nitai, Jai Nitai. And he's explaining the rash of Nitai and Gaur and Mayapur Dham, and Leela of Mahaprabhu. And this is God when he's playing. And we can see that intellectual persons, when they're presented these teachings of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then naturally they will become extremely impressed and respect. And if not, you know, this, because there's nothing to compare with this in terms of the science and Godhead. And it's explained that Veda Vyas, he appeared in Chaitanya Lila as Vrindavan Das Thakur. So the same compiler of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ved Vyas, he appeared as the son of Narayani Devi in Mamgachi, in Navadip. And there he, Vrindavan Das Thakur. And for that reason, the book he wrote was called Chaitanya Mongol. But because This Chaitanya Mongol that he wrote is all of the rasa that is there in Bhagavatam is also there in the words of Chaitanya Mongol. So they changed the name to Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because it is the Bhagavatam. Because the same Pibhatam Bhagavatam Rasam. Because you'll experience the same flavour, the same taste by hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pastimes as you do by hearing about Radha Krishna here, Radha and Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan. But can you please stop moving like that and try and sit still? That there's a difference. There's one difference, and that is that these pastimes in Bhagavatam of Krishna and the gopis, as Vrindavan Das Thakur, as Narottam Das Thakur mentions, Vishaya chariya kobe shuddho hobe mon, kobe hobe bhujabo shei Vrindavan. This Vrindavan ras is only understood when a person is shuddho hobe mon. His mind is completely pure, and that he has given up the bodily concept of life and material attachment completely. And then this can be understood and relished and entered into. So these are exalted pastimes. But the difference is that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila, that is accessible even by a person who hasn't completely given up his materialistic life. And that is the difference, that even the what is that? Dina Jati. What's that line? Anyone know that line? Dino. Dina Hina Jati Chilo Horiname Udarilo. Narottam explained Dina Hina Jati Chilo. That I am born in a very low condition. Dino means very low. Jati Chilo. Born in a very low condition and very unqualified. Horiname Udarilo, but I've been purified by the holy name. So Mahaprabhu is giving us, and therefore he's giving us this process whereby we can enter. Otherwise not available, not accessible. Only those who are Vishayacharya, who are completely liberated, can understand. But Mahaprabhu, he's making it available, accessible for everybody. That's why he's Mahavadanaya avatar. So therefore, how can these conjugal dealings take place on the pure spiritual platform? It's not understood to the materialists, and that is their great misfortune. So everyone is materialist, and everyone is unfortunate. Even in the beginning of Bhagavatam, it explains that alpayushaha shabda kalavashmin juge jana manda sumanda mata mandabhagho means they're unfortunate from Kali Yuga. Mandabhagho. But Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching and explaining to Rupa Goswami that he says, Brahmanda Brahmitagon Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Kripai Pai Bhakti Lota Abij. That Mahaprabhu's teachings are that he's making the Manda Bhaggo, or the Dur Bhaggo, the unfortunate persons, he's making them Bhagyavan. He's making them fortunate. Guru Krishna Kripai, by mercy of Guru and Krishna. So his mercy is there, and mercy of Guru. So this is the understanding of those who are the missionary workers in the Krishna consciousness movement, that it depends upon us to make the conditioned souls fortunate. We have to have this conviction that the harder I work, the more I endeavor, the more that I try to give Krishna and spread Krishna consciousness, the more effective, the more opportunity will be there for conditioned souls to get become fortunate. It is only by hard work of the preachers that we are able to spread the good fortune. So it depends upon us. We don't have to go on book distribution. We don't have to go on Harinam Sankirtan. We can just find other things to do all the time. But we have to do it. We have to work. Prabhupada didn't have to come here. I mean, you understand he was in a respectable position in Braj. He was respected, sadhu, and he had an ashram, he had a room for life, and he could have just, like so many do. And like we like to do, but we cannot. But he could have just stayed in Braj, there with the association of Rupa and Sanatana and the Goswamis, and chanted the Harinam, Nam Anukirtanam, all day, and taken a few little chapatis and something, and lived, and gone back home to Godhead. As a result of Paka Bhajan, as a result of Bhajana Vigyan Anannam. Because of Rupa Goswami explaining the Uttam Bhakta, Bhajana Vigyan Ananyam, because of unalloyed Bhajan and realized knowledge, he was in a perfect position. He had no need, but he took so much trouble. And the conditions that Prabhupada put himself in the beginnings of this movement, the conditions he put himself in, so uncomfortable, so inconvenient. And just step by step, one by one, people are becoming fortunate. People were becoming fortunate just by the work that he put into it. So this is the rasa for us. You know, like it or not, now you've come here, and then Prabhupada says that his perfection resulted from the fact that he took the words of his spiritual master as his life and soul. And those words were to preach in English language all over the world. And he said, because I accepted that, then I got the mercy. I got the mercy. And that realization of Prabhupada, he said, it was due to me accepting the mood of my spiritual master. So, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, by the mercy of the spiritual master we get the mercy of Krishna. Yasya aprasadat na gati kutopi. And apart from that, there is no other way. Na gati kuto. Where is another path? Na gati kuto means where is another path? So that means that we have to accept this same mood. There's no alternative for us. We can't imitate some other, organization or some other style. It won't work. This is it. This is where Krishna wants us to be, under Prabhupada's shelter, and therefore we have to accept the same mood of Prabhupada. That is the rasa. And accepting that mood, that I'm going to work as a preacher, I'm going to accept inconvenience, I'm going to maintain my spiritual life at such a, at a level where I can benefit others by being active as a missionary in this movement. And I will always be looking for, I will always try to look for ways in which we can spread this movement and push on more and more in all walks of life, in all areas. This is Prabhupada's style of preaching. Go to the politicians, go to the colleges, go to the schools, go to the hospitals, go on the streets. And this is not some invention of Prabhupada. That is, Eshika Diya Shav Nadiya Virche Neche Gaunitai. They're also dancing all over Navadvip, Gauranitai. Eshika Diya, with these teachings. Radha Krishna Bol Bol, Bolore Shabai. Jiv Krishna Das, Ei Vishash Koleto Adukonai. This is what Prabhupada is saying. You're a servant of Krishna. Chant and be happy. We think this is some invention. Chant and be happy. It's not. That's Mahaprabhu and Nitai. They are singing. Jiv Krishna Das, Ei Vishash Correlato ardukunoi. You are the servant of Krishna, worship Krishna. No more miseries in your life. Jai shakal vipad, bhakti vinod, jokan tokan o nam gai. Whenever there's any trouble in my life, what do? I chant the holy name. So these preachings, you know, this is eishikadiya. This is what we take out and teach people, because they don't know these things. So by accepting this is the mood of Gaunitai. And Prabhupada, you see, is exactly, you know, he's connected, boom, plugged in. Ekdom means there's complete lineup. And it, you know, that's the same thing is coming through Prabhupada Vani, Prabhupada's instructions. So all of the things that he's saying in his purports, in his lectures, that is our rasa. That is our nagatikutopi. There is no other path for us if we want to enter into this and be able to relish these feelings of the gopis in Vrindavan. So in that way, it becomes pretty straightforward, you know. And Prabhupada says here, I love this quote written out here on the wall. Whenever I hear that lecture, this temple is not Melbourne. This temple is Vaikuntha. This temple is Vrindavan. So all of the little things that we're doing here, cleaning the temple. I claim this temple. I clean that Vyasasan. It's the happiest time of my life. Cleaning that Vyasasan every day with a bucket of hot water. Cleaning this temple. That is clear. That is, you know, it's Prabhupada's mission. And in that mood, that this is Prabhupada's temple. He came and sat there and said, the people of Melbourne have become blessed because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared here. I mean, is there any more fortunate place to be? Mm-hmm. Prabhupada, he said that they have appeared there, and he personally invited them to come here. So then everything about this project, you know, is directly in line with the Prabhupada's desire and the Prabhupada's heart, and then the mission, the same mood of Gaunitai. So just being here, just doing your service with love and with attention and with devotion, you know, that will give you connection to the Radha Prema. You know, we don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to do anything else. Prabhupada has given us everything here, just in these simple things that we do. So we have that is called fortune. And people, you go on the internet, you'll see so many people trying to tell you differently. But we shouldn't be disturbed. And we should consider ourselves to be the most fortunate. And I'd still be happy to just do some humble service in this temple here. Consider myself the most fortunate. And be able to relish. I mean, you're the one, when you chant the holy name, you know, you'll experience the Golokera Prema Dhan. All of this Golokera Prema, this love which is in the spiritual sky, Harinam, Shankirtan, it is there just in the Kirtan, in the holy name. And it will be available for one who situates himself properly in the service of Prabhupada and his mission. Jai, Prabhupada Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam Gita. Any questions on this verse, these verses of Bhagavatam? Our beloved, your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braj's forests. This is not the translation of that one. Translation of that one is, Dear Achyuta, you know very well why we have come here. Who but Achyuta like you would abandon young women who come to see him in the middle of the night, enchanted by the loud song of his flute? Just see you. We have completely rejected our husbands, children, ancestors, and brothers and other relatives. Yes, Mahatma Prabhu.
Despite of knowing all the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still sometimes you get attached to the material thing. So that waxing and waning, what is the cause? Just like a person, if he has got eyes, still he is following the blind ball.
Still he is what?
In spite of knowledge, the person is following the blind ball in the blind well. Yeah. So, if you can give your comment.
Why that happens? Because we've been in this material life, material world, for many, many births, and the tendency is to try to exploit the material nature for our sense enjoyment. That's the tendency of conditional life. So, just like a patient that gets prescribed and takes medicine to cure a particular disease, but it's not that it's the symptoms don't immediately go away. And even that's explained in Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, Nashta Prayeshu Vabhadreshu Nitam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nashta Prayeshu. Prayeshu means almost. Nashta Prayeshu Vabhadreshu Nitam Bhagavata Sevaya. That by the Nitam Bhagavata Sevaya, by serving the pure devotee and hearing Bhagavatam, Bhagavata Sevaya, then Abhadreshu, the inauspicious things, Abhadreshu, Nashta Prayeshu, they're destroyed, Nashta, but Prayeshu, almost completely. That's why. Almost completely. And that is the stage, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. And that is Nishta, right? Nashta Prayeshu, Nittam Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. That is Nishta, but still, it's not complete. So that's the process. That's how, because. And the reason why is because the tendency of materialistic consciousness is very deep. Very deep. And it requires time. Just like a severe disease requires some time for curing. So we say, why? Why is that? For some, it may be quick. But for others, it may take longer. But we should not... We should not become.
Complicit.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking of. Yeah, disappointed. Yeah, nishta utaha nishtayat dayat daryat nishtay. We have to be convinced. Why does Bhagavad Gita say that? And daryat, we have to be patient. Why? Because there will be reverses. There will be. What are they called? They're called the symptoms come back again. What's that called?
Relapse.
Some other word?
Relapse.
The disease. Relapse, yeah, relapse of the disease. It will be there. And generally, of course you say, well, why, there was a time, in the beginning we may say, oh, Krishna consciousness is more easy. And this is what we may become confused, but oh, when I joined up, it was really easy. I was so pure, got so purified, and I really had a taste for the kirtan and the Goan book distribution and Harinam. And now I've been chanting longer, but it's become more difficult. But we don't understand that. We didn't deserve that in the beginning. See, we didn't deserve that. That was just special kripa, by the good wishes of the Vaishnavas. So we got some extra, some special access to mercy. And after a while, then it comes back to actually what we deserve, So then we're thinking, but actually it should have been, like this all the time, if not more difficult in the beginning. But we just get some special kripa. Just to give us confidence that it's possible, and then the real hard work becomes. That my own experience has been that after 15 years, then And I realized, wow, I've got all these anarthas. I thought I'd finished with them years ago. But then the real work begins, you know. The real work begins. But at least we know how to deal with it and how to apply the medicine, and gradually that type of clearing away, that's more serious, that's more permanent. When you really take decisions to work on the subtle anarthas that are in the heart. And that's what this life is for. Why are we given the human form of life if it's such a cheap thing to get siddha? It's not. We have to work on it, and we've been given this special human body, which is more facility than the eating, sleeping, mating, defending, available, and all the other bodies. Why is it given? Now you've got some heavy duty business to get into in this life. That's why you've got 100 years or 80 years and all this intelligence and all this facility and civilization. Because it requires endeavor, it requires application, serious application. And, you know, success can be achieved by utilizing the facility of the human form of life and all of the nri-deham. Nri-deham. What is that? Nri-deham. Labam. Sudu-labam. Plavam-sukalpam. Guru-karna-dharam. The human form of life is a boat. And the facilities of the human form of life are like the winds, or the Guru Karana Dharam. The Guru is the captain of the ship. Mayanu Kalena Bhavashna Taritam, and my instructions are the winds. So Pumam Bhavadim Na Taretsa Atmaha, one who doesn't utilize the facility to Bhavadim, to cross over the ocean of birth and death, Na Taret Sa Atmaha, who doesn't cross over, he's a killer of the soul, Atma. So that means you have to cross over. There is work to be done, and all of these facilities brought together make it possible, but we have to do the work, you know. So you say, well why is it that sometimes, you know, because it's work, you know, it's not some cheap thing. This is sahajiya, means that there's no work, and they're thinking that they're already relishing. Radha gopi bath. That's sort of exactly what it means, without doing any work. So for us it's work, because all of these things will come up. Now you want. What do you want? You enjoyed it in so many previous lives. Do you want that again? This type of material enjoyment? Here it is. You want it again. We may not have thought it was there, but it comes back. And then we, you know, to intensify our determination to serve Krishna, these things, they have to be dealt with.
Could it be a false ego and not a sincere faith in Lord Krishna will succeed? Two more factors. What you said is absolutely correct. And also, because we are not surrendering because we haven't got enough faith in Krishna will succeed. And because of the false ego, I still think I am a body, and therefore I want to endure.
Yeah. Yes.
Prabhuji, I was thinking that when children desire something, parents should satisfy it. But parents does not start disliking the children, or parents does not just keep the children away. So, if we are like individual souls, even if we desire something, but at the most, what we can desire is the sense gratification. Even that is nothing in Krishna's eyes. So why does he dislike the conditioned souls? He should not, because as a parent does not dislike the children, they satisfy the children's
desire. He doesn't dislike the conditioned souls, but he doesn't, his pain, he doesn't like to see us. He doesn't like to see us doing things that will harm ourselves, like any parent. Yeah. Any parent they don't like to see. Nunam pramata kuru devikarma. The child has become mad. Pramata kuru devikarma. And he's doing all sorts of nonsense. Yadindriya triyataya aprinati. Simply to satisfy his senses. Nasarumanya yada atmanaya nasana pikleshada. And this is the kleshada. This is the origin of all this misery. Is his foolish desires to enjoy sense gratification. So, therefore, Krishna, he doesn't like that. That we're doing all these things to harm ourselves. So therefore he says, don't do this. He says, Natha Arumanye. He says, stop these things. Don't do this. Well, because he loves us.
Yeah, that's okay, but there should be no discrimination between calling the people as conditioned souls or fallen souls. They're all souls, though. They're eternal. They're all existing.
Mm.
They have come into existence for Krishna only.
Mm.
And even their desires have come into their minds because they are individual souls. They have some identity. They want to enjoy something.
That's okay, but for our mercy, you have to come down from your exalted Uttam platform to the Madhyam platform. So you can help them. We have to come down from the Uttam platform. They're all part and parcel of Krishna. But the Uttam Adhikar has to come to the Madhyam platform to preach, where he sees discrimination. On the Uttam platform, yes, everyone's better than me. I am the lowest. But that's not the preaching platform. The educational, we have to come down and we have to see. Ishvara taradinishu balasheshu jisachase prayami prema maitari kripopeksha sakaroti samadhyama madhyamadikari prema maitari kripo, out of mercy, kripa, he sees that the conditioned souls are conditioned and he endeavours to educate them. That's mercy. That's mercy. That's not ego. Because you study Bhagavad Gita, you'll find that's happiness, but there's different types of happiness. There's different types of happiness. Yes, it's happy. They're running after happiness. But Krishna says, you study the Bhagavad Gita. We're foreigners. We're studying. It's your natural, for you, it's your natural culture. Why are you not studying? Why you don't understand? You become adult already. You don't know Bhagavad Gita? Wasted life. You can't answer these questions. Krishna explains. Vishayendriyasham yogad tat sukham rajasham smritam. That sukha, which is Vishayendriyasham yogad, based upon the contact with the senses and the objects, tat sukham rajasham smritam. That is happiness in the mode of passion. And that type of happiness, Krishna explains, yas tad agre amritopamam pariname vishameja eva. In the beginning, it's source of bliss, amrita, nectar. Pariname vishameva, but it ends in poison. So that's not the same as the happiness which is based in the mode of goodness. Yas tada agre vishameva pariname amritopamam atma buddhi prasadajam tatsukam satvikam prutam. Krishna says that happiness which is in the mode of goodness is like poison in the beginning and it becomes nectar in the end and awakens one to self-realization. So they're all happiness, but they're different results.
Mm-hmm.
One will become poison, and one becomes nectar. So we don't say, whatever you want for your happiness, it's all the same. That's not what Krishna's teaching in the Gita. No, one should study Krishna's teachings. Why do you think he's coming and speaking? Just for Arjuna's sake? No, he's coming to answer these questions. So study, take advantage. Understand, that's why you have human body. Not utilizing it. The answers are there. All the happiness is not the same. It's shuk, Krishna's there, all the shuk, but there's happiness and goodness, passion and ignorance. And they lead to different results. So we have to educate.
I have a question. Anandamaya Vijayanta. Eternal.
That's also a different thing. That's even better. But at least we should recognize that just because it makes you happy doesn't mean it's good. I'm happy now, suffering later. Jai Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Prabhupada Ki Jai.